Worship Outside the Box, a weekly blog of creative ideas for leading worship. Starting to lead worship. This is the 9th of 10 updated posts that aim to give people new to leading worship the tools and confidence to get started. Experienced worship leaders will also find useful information in these posts. The first three posts explore what's in your toolbox. The last seven posts provide guidance for constructing a service. Design and typeset the order of service. Introduction. This long and detailed post will help you understand why good design matters for an order of service and how it enhances the flow of worship. Learn how to use Microsoft Word effectively to design an order of service without needing expensive or complex design software. Get clear, step-by-step instructions for formatting A5 booklets, including margins, fonts, and spacing. Discover how to format prayers, hymns, and liturgies to improve readability and congregational participation. Learn practical ways to avoid bad line breaks that disrupt flow and clarity in both print and slides. Save time with smart formatting tips like using Find and Replace and paragraph spacing shortcuts. Gain confidence in preparing professional-looking orders of service that are easy to read and print. Learn how to print your booklet using Adobe Reader's booklet settings, whether your printer is duplex, can print on two sides, or not. Pick up tips on organizing service materials files efficiently on your computer, ready for use on Sunday. Access a real-life sample to inspire your own formatting choices. A well-designed order of service document helps the service to flow smoothly. A poorly laid out order of service can distract people from the worship and make it harder for them to engage. I use Microsoft Word to create my orders of service. It's simpler than using more sophisticated and complex design software like Publisher or InDesign, and Word gives me all the control I need for this task. Here are some practical tips for good design. Use Word for design and save the document as a PDF for printing. I'm assuming that your order of service will be printed on two sides of A4 sheets and folded to make an A5 booklet. Step by step. 1. In Word, or your preferred word processing software, create an A5 document. In the top menu, go File, New, Layout, Size, A5. 2. Set margins to 1 cm on all four sides. Go Layout, Margins, Custom Margins, then set top, left, bottom, and right margins to 1 cm. 3. Set page orientation to portrait. 4. When finished, save your Word document as usual, then save a copy as a PDF. Go File, Save As, and in the drop-down box where it says Word Document, click the down arrow and choose PDF. Then click Save. PDF files are easier to print as booklets. See Printing Your PDF Booklet later in this blog post. Formatting your text. Use only one font throughout the document, for instance, Calibri, and stick to one color, black. Use font size, bold, and italics to differentiate headings, body text, credits, etc., rather than different fonts. Set all body text, hymns, prayers, and liturgy to the same size, for example, 11 points. These factors unify the design and make the document easier to read. View the PDF of my 19 July 2026 order of service for examples of the design tips I outline below. Cover page. Aim for a clean, uncluttered layout with plenty of white space. Center the text and image on the page. At our church, we typically show the following on the cover: church logo, church name and street address, website address, date and which Sunday it is in the church year, welcome in Te Reo Māori and English, an image that reflects the theme of the service. See post 19, creating an image to use in worship with ChatGPT AI. Title of the service theme. The congregation's vision statement. A short statement about the nature of our church. Greetings in the languages of our four congregations and in Te Reo. Page 2 and onwards. Start with these details centred at the top of page 2. Order of service. Congregation name. Date and which Sunday in the church year. Names of the leader, organist, and any other featured musicians. The rest of the service text then follows using the structure I outlined in post 88, the elements of a service. Formatting tips. Make section headings bold and align them with the left-hand margin. Insert a hard line break, enter, before each heading to create white space between sections. Indent the body text of each section one level to the right. Select the text and press Ctrl plus M. To undo the indent, press Ctrl plus Shift plus M. Formatting prayers and liturgy. For responsive prayers, use plain text for the leader's parts and bold for the congregation responses. Avoid formatting it like this. Leader, text, people, text. That takes up too much space and isn't as clear. Use a soft line break, Shift plus Enter, after the leader's text to begin the congregation's response on the next line. Use a hard line break, Enter, at the end of each response to split stanzas into paragraphs. To control paragraph spacing for the whole document, select all the text, go Home, Paragraph, Options icon, bottom right corner, in the spacing section set before 0 points, after 4 points or 6 points for more generous spacing, line spacing single, and untick don't add space between paragraphs of the same style. Click OK. Show or hide hidden characters. It helps to display paragraph marks and line break symbols while formatting text. Go Home, Paragraph Section, Paragraph Symbol, or press Ctrl plus Shift plus Asterisk to toggle display of hidden characters on or off. This lets you clearly see soft line breaks and paragraph breaks, which is especially helpful for formatting responsive prayers and hymns. In some cases, for example, words of assurance, Lord's Prayer, Blessing of the Offering, you may want to indent the text one more step for visual clarity. Select the text and press Ctrl plus M. Formatting hymns. Each line but in the verse should start with a soft line break, Shift plus Enter. Only the final line of each verse or refrain should use a paragraph break, Enter. If copying text from a source like hymnary.org, paste the text into Word. Select all the hymn text and reset it to normal style. Ctrl plus Shift plus N. Delete any existing verse numbers. Turn on hidden characters with Ctrl plus Shift plus Asterisk. You'll probably see a paragraph mark at the end of each line. You can manually replace each paragraph mark with a soft line break, Shift plus Enter, or use Find and Replace to do it quickly. Select the hymn text, press Ctrl plus H, in Find What type caret P, lowercase p, and replace with type caret L, lowercase l. Do you want to search the rest of the document? Click No. This will reformat the hymn into a continuous paragraph. Then, at the end of each verse, select the soft line break and press Enter to insert a paragraph break. Now, set paragraph spacing to 4 points, indent the whole hymn one level, Ctrl plus M, indent each refrain one additional level, Ctrl plus M again. Add verse numbers. 1. Select the whole text. 2. Go Home, Paragraph, and click the numbering icon, 1, 2, 3. To remove numbering from a refrain, select just the refrain text and click the numbering icon again. If numbering starts at a number other than 1, Click the drop-down next to the numbering icon, choose Set Numbering Value, tick Start New List, and set value to 1. If you're short on space and want to reduce the number of pages in your document, you can try setting the HIM in a 2-column table. For example, see the final HIM, Jesu, Lover of My Soul, in the 23 March 2025 Order of Service sample. Steps 1. Go Insert Table and choose the number of columns and rows. 2. Paste each verse into a separate cell. 3. Make cell borders invisible in the printed document. Select all cells. Go Table, Design, Borders, No Border. Formatting HIM text in table cells can be fiddly. Give yourself time to adjust the layout, numbering, and spacing. Avoid bad line breaks. Here's an example of a poorly laid out HIM verse. The bad line breaks, the fact that the HIM and tune, while attractive, were new to us, meant that the singing did not go well in the service. It wasn't clear where the lines ended, and hence where to take a breath. Poor version. We are the young, our lives are a mystery, we are the old who yearn for your face, we have been sung throughout all history, called to be light to the whole human race. Gather us in, the lost and the forsaken, gather us in, the proud and the strong, give us a heart so meek and so lowly, give us the courage to enter the song. Improved version. We are the young, our lives are a mystery. We are the old who yearn for your face. We have been sung throughout all of history, called to be light to the whole human race. Gather us in, the lost and the forsaken, gather us in, the proud and the strong. Give us a heart so meek and so lowly, give us the courage to enter the song. Use the same principle for prayers. Read the text aloud and insert line breaks where it feels natural to pause or breathe, usually at commas or full stops. Apply the same care to HIM texts in PowerPoint slides. I use 36-point black text on a white background. Don't reduce the text size to squeeze a whole verse onto one slide. Split the text across two slides instead. Credits. Where I include credits for hymns and Bible translations within the service text, I make these much smaller, for example 8 or 9 point. At the end of the order of service, I include details of prayer and liturgy books and other published materials used, image titles and sources, websites referenced, our church's CCLI license information. Formatting not working? If text formatting is behaving unpredictably, try this. 1. Select all text. 2. Reset to normal style, Control plus Shift plus N. This will left align everything and revert to the default font, for example, Times New Roman. Bold italics and line breaks will be retained. 3. Then choose your preferred font, for example, Calibri, and size, for example, 11 points. Reset paragraph spacing to 4 points. Reapply indents and numbering as needed for prayers, hymns, and liturgies. If you're struggling to get text in various places to fit on one line, try selecting all the text and choosing a half-step smaller text size for the whole document. For example, reducing from 11 points to 10.5 points. Don't go any smaller than this, as it will be too hard to read. Printing your PDF booklet. If you haven't already, install Adobe Reader software, which is free. To print, 1. Open your PDF in Adobe Reader. 2. Go File, Print. 3. In the dialog box, set Pages to Print, All, Page Size and Handling, Booklet, Booklet Subset, Both Sides, Binding, Left, Orientation, Portrait. Tick Auto Rotate Pages within each sheet. 4. Click Print. If you have a duplex printer, it will print both sides automatically. If your printer is single-sided, follow the on-screen instructions to refeed the pages manually. Once printed, collate and fold the A4 sheets to create your A5 booklet. Proofread carefully and make final edits in Word and resave the document as a PDF before printing copies for the congregation. Having completed my PDFs, I then email them to our church office, who print the orders of service and email copies to the congregation. Top tip: I create a separate file folder for each service I lead called, for example, Wesley 2025-03-23PG. Into this folder, I save all related files: Word documents, PDFs, PowerPoints, images, sheet music, video and sound clips. On Sunday, I copy the entire folder to a USB stick and take it to church, ready to plug into the laptop for projecting slides and playing media. Summary: a well-designed order of service helps the congregation stay focused and supports the rhythm of the worship experience. Using Microsoft Word, you can create professional, readable, and attractive service sheets without needing specialized graphic design software. By applying these principles, your orders of service will be easier to prepare, look more professional, and support a more seamless, meaningful worship experience. The full text of this series and lots more worship ideas are included in my book, The Creative Worship Leader's Toolbox, available in print and ebook formats. Nga mihi.